we all try and do something about that. We actually, as it happens, also have more air pollution, but more water pollution. And we're being taken to court because of the sewage in the river. So there's lots of work to do on environmental things. Secondly, London and Britain is suffering from an obesity crisis. And the reality is we therefore need to do more to encourage people to be active citizens, not passive citizens, to be fit and do things that make them fit rather than unfit. Just to reassure you that I'm not being entirely hypocritical, I'm slightly overweight. I have started to deal with this. I have, having had a previous bike nicked, I've got another bike, so I'm back on the case. And I have cycled in London all my life since I was in my 20s, probably more than any other form of transport. And it is a fantastic way, unless it's pouring with rain, of travelling around. So it's really important, and really important we set the example. It's really important any of you to do with schools, encourage schools to encourage youngsters to cycle. It's really important that you encourage your employers to encourage their employees to cycle and have plenty of places to park your bikes. And just move here this way, guys. And lastly, the really important thing is that we remember the other really, really healthy thing to do is to walk. And Transport for London have realised this, and they're much better now at putting up, like there is here, a map with direction signs which tells you how long it is to walk somewhere. And that makes all the difference, particularly for visitors, particularly for tourists. If you don't know where somewhere is, you don't know how long it's going to take you to walk, you normally go on the tube or you'll get a cab or something else. So I applaud Transport for London's efforts. I think they're absolutely moving in the right direction. But we have to, we the citizens, have to keep on reminding people by the sort of thing you're doing now. I want to make a last point. There is still a global climate crisis. People sometimes forget. They think that just because there isn't another Copenhagen summit this December, everything is somehow sorted. It's not sorted. It's worse than last year, and worse than the year before, and worse than the year before that. And collectively, we have to make sure, and I would hope people think that, in general terms, on this issue, the government's moving in the right direction. We insulate homes so we use less energy. By using less energy, we also have fewer CO2 emissions. We seek to have more cycling and walking to reduce emissions from vehicles. But we all have to win the argument for saving the planet. It sometimes may not look as if it's immediate, but if you're in the desert in sub-Saharan Africa, if you're in parts of the world where there is no water, if you're in parts of the world where there is now no tree cover, you realise that the climate's and the world is in crisis. So thank you for setting an example. Thank you for being here. Keep up the campaigning and make sure local government, London government, national government and European government understand that these are things we all can do something about. Have a fantastic day. Keep fit and pedal power forever. Thank you very much.